Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, another dreadful home loss for the Sabres Tuesday night, 6-1 to the Colorado Avalanche. The Avs scored 4 goals in the second period. You called it maybe their worst effort of the season.
Yes, it was truly pretty terrible. And the odd thing about the game was that the Sabres started off all right. They were out shooting the Avalanche early. Colorado got a very fluky goal off an odd bounce. They scored again after that. But even at the end of the period, the Sabres scored a goal with 0.9 seconds left. It seemed like they got in the game. And they just frittered away any momentum they had. And the Avalanche throttled them for a while there in the second period. And things settled down a bit after that. But it was just, the Sabres looked listless to me in the final 20, 30 minutes. There just, nothing was going on. And it was just, it made for an odd environment. The fans were angry. It was quiet. I mean, the only noise was them kind of groaning or doing some sarcastic goal chants. And it just was a tough night at the rink for the Sabres. And there could be more of these coming.
Well, there are 2 months left in the season. They're clearly not going to make the playoffs for a 9th straight season. Fans are angry. Players are frustrated. How bad could this situation get?
This could get really bad. This is a team that has shown for years and years that they can't snap out of a funk. Once they get in a rut, they're often in it deep. And this is a team a year ago, later this month, they started a stretch in which they completely fell apart. They lost 21 of 24 games. And while it didn't get that bad in November, I mean, the Sabres were really bad in November after a hot start. And anytime they lose a couple, anytime they have a game like Tuesday's, you wonder if this is going to go on for weeks and weeks. And I just wonder, if the Sabres finish out these last couple months poorly, if they're bad at home, if there's more games like Tuesdays, what's going to happen inside the rink? The rink has been pretty empty this season. I mean, you're starting to hear people say the announced crowd. I mean, we didn't have that in years past for the most part. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of empty seats, and you wonder if people are going to check out even more on this team. I mean, people have basically given up on the season. They're not showing up. They're angry. After the second period Tuesday, I mean, ton of fans bolted for the exits, maybe thousands. It looked pretty empty for the third period, and they're always booing the team, and you just wonder how bad it might get inside that rink over the final couple months if they don't turn it around.
Well, fans are directing much of their ire toward the Pegulas, who own the team, and general manager Jason Bottrell. There was a phone call to a sports show that went viral last week. There was a parody song that got a lot of attention. Many have called for the team to hire a president of hockey operations to run the team. What are your thoughts on that idea?
I would do it. Jason Bottrell is a first-time general manager. This is his third season. He's had basically no success, and he very well might have success in the future. He came highly regarded from the Pittsburgh Penguins, where he won 3 Stanley Cups. He was known for his work with the salary cap. I mean, I did a story on him once, and someone said he could have been Prime Minister of Canada if he wanted to be. So he comes to Buffalo with a solid reputation, but what he's done so far hasn't worked. And if you can hire someone above him, someone to kind of keep a check on him, someone to kind of set the agenda, I think it would be a good move. Now, that said, the Sabres do have 2 assistant GMs. Randy Sexton is a former NHL GM for the Ottawa Senators and the Florida Panthers. Steve Greerley had a high-ranking position in the New York Rangers front office. So he does have a lot of experience with him. If you can add another person to that mix, another strong hockey mind, I think it could be a good move.
Well, how much blame should head coach Ralph Kruger get for the situation they're in?
Well, I certainly don't pin it all on him, but sure, he deserves some blame. I mean, there's been some decisions you certainly question. I mean, the one that jumps out for me is not playing Jeff Skinner with Jack Eichel basically the whole season. And Ralph has explained that he wants balance on lines. Putting Jeff Skinner on the second or third line has created an opportunity for rookie Victor Olsen to play left wing with Jack Eichel, and that's been a terrific combination. But at a certain point, I think you just have to cut your losses. That was a dynamic duo last year. Victor Olsen's hurt. The Sabres are basically on life support. I mean, do it. I mean, you have nothing to lose, especially with Jeff Skinner in a huge slump now. He hasn't scored a goal since early December. To me, I would just do that. That's a curious decision. There's been some other ones. Last week, he pulled the goaltender, in my opinion, way too early. But at the same time, I think he has had impact on the Sabres. I think he established his presence early. I think the players responded to him. I think he's a terrific communicator. I mean, I've never been around a coach that communicates like him. But you're kind of seeing, like his predecessors, Dan Bylsma, Phil Housley, they can get through to them for a month or two. They can have a little bit of success, but it always turns the other way. And I think that speaks to bigger issues. And that's just that the roster is not good enough. I don't think there's been a strong culture around the organization for years and years. So there are issues bigger than Ralph Kruger.
The Sabres host the last-place Detroit Red Wings tonight at the arena, then a road game tomorrow night against the New York Rangers. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.